Good evening, partners, and welcome to the Channel E2E podcast. I'm Joe Panettiere, content czar for Channel E2E. Tonight's guest is Dave Sobel, Senior Director of Community and Field Marketing at SolarWinds MSP. We discuss some key trends impacting MSPs this year. We also preview the company's Empower MSP conferences in Orlando and Europe, and we explore how the MSP software market may evolve over the long haul. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Let's start with this year, 2017. What are you seeing so far as the key market trend or trends in the market for the service providers out there?
You know, there's a ton, but the dominating conversation is security. Every conversation is around what are we doing more around security? How do we help with security? And how do we respond to customers' demand on that? In Europe, it's all the conversation around GDPR and how you address that. In the US, it's reacting to breaches and how do you help businesses be smarter and more secure? That's by far the most conversations we're having.
Some follow-up questions for you. GDPR. I know on the one hand it's related to Europe, but on the other hand, do you think that's going to become a global conversation for MSPs out there?
Well, it has to, because the interesting thing about the law is the way that it's all positioned is if you deal with any EU citizen's data, mm-hmm. you are supposed to be GDPR compliant. So if you're an American organization and you have any European citizen's data in your database, they can request from you all of the parameters of the way that they can, you're supposed to handle the data, and you're supposed to be compliant. So I actually think this is going to end up being a bigger worldwide conversation as companies learn more about how that works.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. The thing we're seeing is sort of what I would call the network effect of concern. And what I mean by that is there's some recent studies saying the vast majority of cloud service providers are not prepared for GDPR. So by extension, those MSPs that are moving customer workloads into those cloud services are not going to be prepared for GDPR. So you're going to have to navigate here as an MSP. I think what you're saying here is, you know, get up to speed on it, but also figure out who in your partner ecosystem is going to be able to help you, correct?
Correct. And you need to be, you know, be aware of this, because this is going to be an important framework for data protection and privacy. It's a well thought out structure. There's going to be some interesting elements of it that get played out in the courts as certain things get challenged, as with all laws do. And I think we're going to learn a lot about people's rights to their own data. And I think that's going to spread around the world. And so I'm tracking it from an investment perspective. And I think it's really important for, you know, US-based solution providers too, to keep an eye on this.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then the US solutions providers, is it mostly a conversation about ransomware right now, or is it a lot of different things?
It's a lot of different things. Ransomware always talks about it. And then, of course, we keep talking about the breach conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, any particular week, you and I could pull another big company example of who's been breached this week.
Right.
So it changes all the time, but we know those breaches are also happening, and in small to mid-sized businesses as well. And they're just not being reported the same way. And so customers have this need to protect themselves, may understand, you know, what their risk profiles are, and need their solution providers to get involved and do more.
It seems to me on the one hand, yeah, hackers are getting more creative, but on the other hand, a lot of it is patch management. Has SolarWinds MSP been able to educate and empower the MSPs out there to do the basics, the blocking and tackling, before they even, you know, try to get involved in deeper security beyond that?
So the answer is yes, and we've been focusing a lot on a layered security approach. Uh-huh. Patch management is a number one component of that. You can deal with, you know, a vast majority of these issues by keeping up on the patching. You move beyond that to web filtering and protection, making sure your users aren't going to the wrong places, email security, antivirus, you know, and then finally making sure that everything is covered with a proper backup and disaster recovery solution. You know, you can get all of these things so that ransomware isn't an issue when you do all the right layers to be preventive. And then in the event something does happen, you've got that final checkpoint from a proper backup and disaster recovery plan.
Fantastic. Thanks for the background. So as we prepare for the Empower MSP conference, now I think that kicks off October 25th, the night of. I know I'm arriving that night. And then you got a lot of content going on October 26th and 27th, and this is in the Orlando area. Is this a quote-unquote security event, or is it broader? I mean, what do you think the key themes will be down at the conference?
You know, it's broader than that. We're actually going to be talking, besides the talk of security and how to help our, you know, our MSPs do a better job with their layered security approach, we're also going to be having the conversations about sales enablement, mm-hmm. talking about how to be good leaders in the organization, how to build high performance cultures. You know, we really want to, we take a very holistic approach to helping our MSPs be better businesses. It's not just about talking about the technology, but all the components that go into it, like sales and marketing and leadership and business acumen. So we're really having, we have breakouts for all of those various topics to make sure that they're enabled, plus the technical requirements and the technical knowledge that people expect you from a, you know, from a product-based organization.
Now, you're doing these events in multiple areas, correct?
Yeah, we're almost a traveling road show, particularly as we go into, as it will be, we were in Australia in July, we'll be again in the UK in November, we're expecting to be in Europe again in Q1, we'll be rotating back in Australia in Q2, US, like we're intending to do this on generally a quarterly basis, so that we're out in the market talking to our customers in their environments. You know, we got a big global reach. We got customers in over 100 countries. So we like to travel out and get and do the shows in their markets.
Fantastic. So for MSPs, FYI out there, that's the Empower MSP conference hosted by SolarWinds MSP. You can get the information on their website as well as on the channel E2E calendar. So I'm looking forward to that. But you know what? While I have you sort of quote unquote on the virtual phone here, I'd love to hear some future thought, you know, what you guys are noodling and or thinking about in the halls of SolarWinds MSP. I mean, what are some of the key things that you're noodling there?
Yeah, it's almost the most fun portion is we know we've got to do all these tactical things and we're investing now in the current trends. But yeah, mm-hmm. what's coming?
Yeah.
We've been really trying to think beyond the traditional conversations. We know there's certain things that we've got that we're all going to be doing. You know, we've got demands around cloud management, and you can expect us to be doing around more security. But what's kind of interesting is some of the things that we've been thinking about. The first thing that we've been thinking a lot about is the way to help solution providers use data better. There's so much data out there now, and you know, we look at our across our customer base. You know, we're managing well over 5 million endpoints for solution providers. We know there's a ton of data in all that, mm-hmm. and there's a lot that you can really look at to understand trends. We can understand best practices as actually implemented versus a theoretical idea.
Right.
We can actually test against that. We can ask the data questions and get information back about what's happening in the environment. And so how can we do a better job of providing those insights to solution providers? And more importantly, how can we move those systems to be much, much smarter? Mm. If you think about your day-to-day life, there's a lot of things now that are happening in the background with data that are providing you really great insights in life. My favorite example is always talking about the alert on your phone when it's time to leave for an appointment. Mm-hmm. Because that's cross-referencing so much stuff. That's cross-referencing my calendar with my current location, with my destination, with traffic information to give me insight into where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
Why don't our systems do that? Like, why don't our management systems do more of that? That's a question that we're asking. Like, how can we do a better job of providing that?
Do you think MSPs will soon see the day of more of a self-healing approach as this intelligence bubbles to the surface that you're talking about? Do we get to self-healing?
That's our vision. The idea is self-healing, smart management. Mm. The answer is can we ever get to perfection? Probably not. Can we get really close? Yeah, we can get a lot closer to this. We can get to the point where things are detected and responses happen as part of the proper use of the tools, making the MSPs, you know, taking that concept of automation and actually really empowering it based on predictive analysis.
Right.
Right now we're trying to respond to individual data points, and then we have solution providers that are building great scripts, and we know they've invested a ton in that, and it's really powerful. But what if it was powered by data? Right. What if it was powered by real-time analytics and the system was learning based on responses and based on the way things were done and global trends? that's super interesting as that comes, starts coming together.
Got it. Now, does this tie back? It may be a stretch, and it's a term that's abused in the market, no doubt. But does this tie back to customer experience and things of that nature? I mean, do you think we'll get back to the user experience here?
Yeah, we've been thinking, actually, it's another area we've been thinking a lot about. In fact, on two levels, you know, we've actually reformed our own internal groups a little bit to create a customer experience group to mm-hmm. think about the way that, that our customers work with us and work with our systems. My community group is part of that now, but we're also thinking about what that means for the way people interact with the systems themselves. Mm-hmm. As systems have gotten much more complicated, we have all these different mentalities and different approaches. So you've got devices, you've got services, you've got networks, you've got all of these disparate ideas. We can pull this better together and show much, much simpler views of the world by pulling it together with things like the concept of the person. How do we represent the user, the people within it, and the way they're interacting with the systems? We can pull in data from social feeds, and we can pull in data from the rest of the net and information we've got in our CRMs, and we can actually project ideas of the way the people that we're supporting work with their systems and make our engineers better at supporting them.
Is this distant future talk, or do you think we'll begin to see some of the fruits of this labor quarters from now, years from now? I mean, and I know you're not promising any products per se, but right. sort of this vision becoming a reality around us without us really even noticing.
I think this is evolutionary rather than revolutionary. I think you've sort of hit on the point. You're going to see elements of that start appearing in the approach.
Right.
And the fact that we're talking about it is actually the most important piece, is that we're trying to change the way that we think about these things to go in new, interesting directions that makes everybody more effective. I don't think one day it's not, you want to envision the day where you're standing on a stage and you take the big drape and you pull off the new product and go, ta-da.
Right.
It's not that. You're exactly right. One day you're going to kind of look up and go, wow, I have changed the way that I'm doing this because of lots of incremental changes that happened over the past year, 2 years, 3 years, and my mentality has changed about the way that I work with these systems.
Got it. Now, one of the other key trends or future thoughts you had mentioned to me as we were prepping for this call ahead of time, you mentioned the thesis that perhaps we're all too back-end focused, so to speak. What do you mean by that?
So we've been thinking a lot about the way people consume technology, mm-hmm. right? And so we talk as a management company, we do a really, really great job of helping people manage the things that they've been put in. But what about the requests for more?
Right.
Is what happens in terms of the way software gets requested by customers, the way that it gets gets provisioned. Can we make it easier for MSPs to solve their customers' problems by giving them the a lot more tools to offer that directly to the customer? Customer says, I need more components. Can we just flow that all the way through the system and get it deployed for them? So that the customer says, I need something, and that request goes the way through the system. Can we enable them with these kinds of technologies? It's another approach as we think about, you said the user experience and the way people interact with that. How can we make this smarter? How can we make the experience better?
Yeah. The theme I continually hear, both from your team and the broader market, is how do we make technology disappear, right? Like it just gets in the way too frequently. And I'm not talking about SolarWinds MSP technology. I'm talking about the technology we're using day to day. Sometimes it gets in the way. And the technology you really love is the technology that disappears, that you're almost dancing with it without an effort. And it sounds like you think the MSPs are going to help achieve that longer term.
I totally believe that. And it, some of it comes because it's clearly the theme we're hearing from the market as MSPs talk about about moving more into business analytics, and they move to talk about more about being good advisors, and they're trying to drive into that. How can we make the technology fade into the background?
Right.
It's the delivery mechanism, but it should make the experience better. And I think we haven't thought about that in quite the ways that we should. Now we put on the lab coats, we've gone into the lab, and we've really tried to start thinking about how can we do those things differently and do those things better.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, I look forward to hearing more. Certainly, I look forward to seeing you down at your conference. That's October 26th and 27th in Orlando. And then in terms of MSPs and service providers who may not be working with SolarWinds MSP yet, where do they go for more information?
Yeah, we like to make sure it's we're easy to do business with. You can try anything that we do and download a bunch of our white papers and webinars. It's all on our website at solarwindsmsp.com.
Fantastic. Well, Dave, thanks for your time as usual. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
That's all the time we have for this podcast. Check the channeledee.com homepage each Tuesday for a new podcast and visit channeledee.com each day for the latest guidance on your journey from entrepreneur to exit. I'm Joe Panettiere, signing off for channeledee.com.